If there's one good thing, only maybe one good thing out of this horrible pandemic, it was it put a spotlight on the need for rural broadband. When children were forced to educate from back home, when you couldn't go see your doctor, telemedicine became a huge deal. And frankly, to run your business, you know, you had to still be able to participate. And for farmers, I mean, the opportunity now for being more thoughtful, save some money by just going to aerial drone / you know, some internet Wi-Fi opportunities out there to really bring your operation to the 21st century. It's critical. If you're going to compete overseas with that cheap labor stuff, you got to have the latest technology. And I've seen some amazing technologies in my state that allow farmers to really pinpoint exactly what they need to do where and how much of some of this expensive stuff they actually need to spend to get the product that Americans want at the end of the day. So the rural broadband is just absolutely critical. And the good news, I think, Tony, is that we've got a situation in Congress where everyone's on the same page for a change. You know, we argue a little bit from time to time, and the infrastructure package that the president's put out is somewhat controversial in some areas, but not with broadband. And I don't care if you're a senator. I don't care if you're a House member. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. Everyone is on board with including broadband as part of infrastructure package. And the good news for rural America is everyone seems to be on the same page as far as making sure it's unserved folks that get it first, and those that maybe are underserved with a very sharp definition to make sure it doesn't go to the urban areas, the suburban areas where, you know, a lot of the companies can profitably provide that broadband service. So our role here is to make sure that those who are not served actually get it, and that would be a lot of my folks out in Oregon, up the valley and coast.